This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've seen the Penske name on trucks, and his racing team has the top record in Indy 500 history. Now, Penske is expanding with the purchase of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway itself and a series of 17 IndyCar races across North America. But the thing is, that sport has been in decline, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Ryan Tierney was born and raised in Indianapolis, went to his first Indy 500 when he was just a little kid.
When you're 7 years old and you see and feel and hear the cars going by at 220 miles an hour at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, that kind of visceral sporting experience, that sticks with you forever.
He's in his 40s now, still goes to the Indy 500 every year and watches drivers crammed into single-seat, open-cockpit, open-wheel cars that rev to more than 7,000 RPM. IndyCar has a close-knit fan base. When Tierney talks about the sport, he uses we and us. He says fans are optimistic about Roger Penske's new role.
We understand that this is kind of a legacy project for him, and for someone as successful as he is to take this on as that kind of a project is really exciting for us.
But that us is getting smaller. Some IndyCar races used to draw 100,000 people to the track. Now only the Indy 500 packs the stands. Other races are happy to get 30,000. And the sports TV numbers are relatively low, especially compared to, say, regular season NFL football games.
You look at the ratings. I mean, it's not like we're seeing huge increases. I mean, they're inching along the last few years.
Andy Baker teaches at IUPUI in Indianapolis and directs the university's motor sports program. He says shrinking TV audiences mean less money from sponsors. He says Penske may stabilize IndyCar, but it's not going to be easy to revive it.
I don't see a lot of growth. I see a very saturated market. A lot of the younger people aren't driving cars, and they're not changing their oil.
So they just don't get the sport, or they're not interested. But Penske does have one key asset, the Indianapolis 500 and its iconic racetrack, the Brickyard, which the new owner plans to update. Penske Corporation President Bud Danker says under previous ownership, the Speedway was getting a little long in the tooth.
They had reached kind of their limit of working capital, needed somebody else to come in with that working capital and to help. And we can do that.
The Penske Corp also intends to ramp up marketing of IndyCar races to attract new fans. But Danker says added revenue has to come first.
We need more sponsors in the series. We need more people advertising. We want to bring, some banks and cellular communication, 5G communication to the racetrack.
What Penske paid for the IndyCar series and for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was not disclosed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.